the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
And we're going to bring in Mustangs head coach Ed Hoddle. Coach, 13-7 win for you guys. This game looked eerily similar to last year's game for a while.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that was missing was the rain. You know, I think we've played these guys five times. I don't think it's been a sunny day yet. So, you know, hats off to the Kings guys. I mean, they had a good game plan. They executed well and got after us a little bit. So, you know, hats off to those guys. And, you know, but our guys battled through a little bit of adversity and were able to come on top.
Is it kind of symbolic of the weather about how difficult these matchups seem to be? You've come out of twice, two times now, back-to-back years, but they've been difficult wins.
Yeah, they're a tough football team. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's just, people have bad matchups, and I guess they may be our bad matchup. But, you know, again, you know, second year in a row, we've gotten a hard-fought victory, and I'm proud of the guys.
Coach, you guys came out throwing a lot more, almost a 2-to-1 ratio in the first half. Was it a point of emphasis to get the run game going? That's where they had really struggled defensively in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we're just trying to take advantage of it. You know, a lot of that stuff is, the play action stuff, trying to manipulate the secondary and the linebackers a little bit. But, it is what it is, you know what I mean? And I know Coach Larson builds a, quality game plan, and that's what he saw. And they did a nice job making adjustments as we went along today.
How big was it? It was kind of fitting how Burrell iced the game at the end. He was so big for you today.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming up in some clutch situations over the last couple of weeks, and to see a freshman be able to play with that kind of poise is exciting. We just got to keep him on track in the classroom, and he's a great kid, and, his future is very bright.
Coach, you guys had a 4th-and-3 late in the game at the 15-yard line. Kicker was 2-for-3. What went into the decision to go for it instead of kick it and give yourself a 9-point lead?
Yeah, I was trying to be aggressive, and of course after we don't get it, you know what I mean? You know, was it the right call? You know, I tell the guys all the time I'm going to bet on them first. Looking back on it, would I do it differently? Probably, get us up 2 scores late in the game. It was just kind of a gut decision.
We were wondering if maybe it was windier than we could tell at that point.
No, it was just one of those things.
Billy Lewis, 2 interceptions, of course, an interception is a team thing. One of them, Austin Myers, incredible pressure mm-hmm. to lead to that. But Billy Lewis, who has just been so important for your program.
Yeah, he's doing does a nice job. You know, we're excited to see Billy have some success. He's been through some things and makes play after play for us, so it's exciting.
Coach, Delaware Valley next week, always a tough place to play, always a good team there. Obviously, they're on a little bit of a roll after they dropped one early in the year.
Yeah, they're a good football team. We had a chance to see them actually against Kings. I think they played last week, so we got the chance to see that film pretty early in the week. And, it's hard not to try to evaluate both teams at the same time. So, looked at them a little bit, but we haven't really had a chance to sit down and dissect what they're doing. But I know, I think they ran for 586 last night. So it's ground and pound. It's going to be a physical football game in Doylestown, a tough place to play. And, we haven't beat those guys yet. So, we're going to have our hands full for sure.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate it.
All right, that was Mustangs head coach Ed Hoddle. We're going to trade him out and get our player of the game, Billy Lewis, in here. And Billy with another 2-interception performance, 12 interceptions now in your career. But you got a lot of time to add some more before the end of the year.
Yeah, it goes back to our whole defensive scheme. I mean, our fronts are getting a lot of pressure. Rasheed's been huge. Corey's been huge. Our whole D-line. So it's not really – an interception's not a one-man thing. It's more of 11 guys doing their job that puts us in the secondary in positions to make plays. Of course, I mean, we get all the blame or the fame, and we also get all the, the bad publicity too, because if we get let up a big score, it's on us. So,
what's it been like? You mentioned the defense. Obviously, you've been here a while. Now it's almost like the defense can be the offense at some points with the way you guys are taking away the football so far this year. 21 takeaways in 5 games.
Yeah, it goes back. That's the way we just try to do things. We try to give our offense the best opportunity. I wouldn't necessarily say that we are our offense, because we just worry about what we can do on our defense, and we know that those guys are going to bail us out when it comes down to the wire. Just like today, our offensive line was huge. Our running backs were huge. Jeff was huge. Everybody on that offense bailed us out for a close game.
Going back, it was a great thing that you said about the team thing. I remember I believe it was the first interception. We got to see it on replay about how quick Austin Myers got to the quarterback. And you mentioned about how much of a team thing it is. There's a lot of physical guys in that front seven that seem to help out the load for you guys a little bit, huh?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if our front can get there in 2 seconds, I mean, makes covering easy for 2 seconds rather than 6 seconds, 7 seconds. So we can't do what we do in the back end if they don't do what they do in the front end.
What's it like when you're going through a game today? They did get the touchdown on you guys, but you guys kind of helped them out with the penalty. I mean, does it get to a point in the game where you know we don't think they can score on us?
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, they'll show basically everything that we see on film, and we game plan for their tendencies. So, I mean, they stick to their tendencies, rather. So we know what we can shut down. We know what to expect, which helps a lot.
And just going into this game, it looked like it was going to be Zach Whitehead for them playing, but there was always a chance that their regular starting quarterback could be a part of the game. What was going through? How did you deal with that during the week?
Well, on film, we saw that they had a two-quarterback system going. Both quarterbacks were good athletes. Both are pretty good quarterbacks. So we had to prepare for both. I mean, nothing changes. Their scheme's still the same. I believe 17's more of a running guy. Whitehead, like you said, is more of a passing guy. So, I mean, as a whole, our game plan really didn't change. We still have to execute what we can execute to change the outcome for us.
Billy, you guys are 5-0 now, but you have a tough one coming up next Saturday at Delaware Valley. What kind of challenge do they bring?
Del Valle is kind of similar to us. They got a lot of speed. They're explosive. So, I mean, we just got to go up there and play our game. If we execute our game, we should be all right.
All right, thanks a lot, Billy. 2 interceptions, 12 now in your career. You're the Mustangs' all-time leader. Congratulations. Great game today.
Thank you.